Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
These are the Daily Tech Headlines for Wednesday, March 27th, 2024. I'm Sarah Lane. Hulu on Disney Plus is now out of beta, so subscribers to both services, or of the Disney bundle that includes both, now have access to all content libraries in one place. If you subscribe to both Disney Plus and Hulu with the same email address before, Hulu content and a new Hulu tile will automatically populate with all new Hulu shows now fully baked into the system. If you subscribe to Disney Plus but not Hulu, you can still search for Hulu shows to see what's available and watch them if you decide to subscribe. Following Canva's announcement, it was acquiring Affinity's suite of creative tools. The company said in a joint statement Wednesday that subscriptions, quote, will only ever be as an option alongside the perpetual model for those who prefer it, end quote. In other words, if you like paying a one-time fee for your Affinity product, the companies are saying you will not lose that pricing model. A lot of people are worried about that. Affinity's design software is often compared to Adobe's Creative Cloud subscription-based tools like Photoshop and Premiere. Apple announced Tuesday that its 35th annual Worldwide Developers Conference, known as WWDC, is set for Monday, June 10th through Friday, June 14th. WWDC will continue to be an online event, which has been the format since 2020, and open to all developers at no cost. The keynote event on Monday, June 10th, will show off iOS 18, iPadOS 18, tvOS 18, macOS 15, watchOS 11, and visionOS 2. And an in-person event will be available to certain developers and students at the Apple campus itself. Zero-day exploits, those are the ones that can compromise a device without a victim having to do anything wrong, are on the rise. Researchers from Google said Wednesday they observed 97 zero-days exploited in the wild in 2023, a 50% increase from 62 back in 2022. Of those 97, researchers found threat actors' motivations for 58 of them. 48 of the vulnerabilities were attributed to espionage actors, and the other 10 showed financial motivation. Three of those 0 days point to Fin11 being behind them, also behind the 2021 zero-day Excellion attack, which affected dozens of financial institutions. Ransomware gangs Nokoyawa, Akira, Lockbit, and Magnabur reportedly exploited another 4. Later this year, Sony will add a community help feature that lets PS5 players upload gameplay to help developers make hint videos. If you opt into this, the feature will automatically capture game clips when you complete certain activities. Moderators will review them, publish them as a game help hint for other PlayStation players to watch if you want to be helpful. The published version will not have audio from your mic or your webcam, and if you want to, you can remove your clips. Community game help will come to select games later this year. Twitter announced it will offer its Grok chatbot to premium subscribers this week, along with previous premium plus subscriber access. This may be somewhat strategic. According to recent data from Sensor Tower, X usage in the U.S. was down 18% year over year as of February and down 23% since Elon Musk acquired the company. Sensor Tower also found that 75 of the top 100 U.S. advertisers on X, starting in October 2022, no longer spend ad budget on the platform. X Premium starts at $8 per month, and Grok has been available to Premium Plus subscribers at $16 per month or $168 per year. Google will release a native version of its Chrome browser for Windows on ARM this week. Users of Windows on ARM machines could use the x64 version of Chrome in an emulated state, but it had slower performance. The announcement comes in advance of the launch of Qualcomm's Snapdragon X Elite chip, expected this summer. That chip will feature in multiple power-efficient ARM-based Windows machines. Finally, 91 Mobiles reports that based on renders published earlier this year by OnLeaks, Google may release three different models of the upcoming Pixel 9, a base model, a Pixel 9 Pro, and a Pixel 9 Pro XL. Now, Google did away with the XL size when it launched the Pixel 5, but it started using the Pro name in 2021. If rumors of the Pixel 9 Pro XL having a 6.5-inch display are true, that's smaller than the 6.7-inch Pixel 8 Pro display, which you might be happy about or not happy about. Both Pro Pixel 9s will reportedly include a triple camera system on the back. So get your bets in before October, when we expect an official announcement. For more discussion of the tech news of the day, subscribe to DailyTechNewsShow.com. You can find show notes and links to all headlines there as well. I'm Sarah Lane, and I thank you for listening, and we'll talk to you next time.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Hey, everyone. Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.